week. I just want to make sure we don't skip anything.
Who remembers the last thing we spoke about last week? Anybody? Check your notes. Warming drawers. That was the last thing? Sure. No.
Well, I think it was spoken about was warming drawers, and then it removed the entire thing in order to get the element.
Did we talk about the blech last time? That's what I want to know. We never got that far.
All right.
That I know. Okay, good. We'll figure it out. Okay. So, B'siyata D'shmaya will begin today. Again, these are all very, very important halachas, and it's hard to cover everything in such a short period of time. And I, in fact, ask forgiveness that sometimes I talk a little bit too fast. Just trying to cover as much as we can. There is a world famous Rama. It's one of the most famous Ramos that exists, who takes a Gemara and just sort of mashes it. I say it in a nice way. The Gemara is an Aflamet Chesamet base. Again, I just don't remember where we left off last time. So if I'm starting to repeat myself, please let me know. On Aflamet Chesamet base, the Gemara tells us about the 12th line. That he nicha nagabe karkas aser, and odem biyoda was mutter, and data lahachzer is required. Did we discuss this last time? No. Okay. So it's clear in the Gemara that if you put it on the ground, it's no good. This is a pot which was on the fire. You put it on the ground, you can't put it back, even a covered fire. Why not? So Rashi explains. Rashi is the third. Narrow line. Also, lahachzir de batilah hatmona de esmol vavikematan lechatchila.
Is this
going to
be Ron?
Right. Did we discuss that?
We didn't discuss it last time.
That's what I thought. That's why it doesn't look to be funny. We discussed it around last time. Am I correct? I just want to make sure we did it. So no one can help me. What was the last thing we discussed? I thought we discussed it last time. So no one has any notes. What was the last thing we said?
The last thing we said was the warming drawers, and then the Chazanesh said that the Tuach Batit only works for Shia and Afarzara.
Okay, very good. The Tuach Batit works only for Shia and Afarzara. Thank you for reminding me. I appreciate that. I found something fascinating this week in a sefer called the Shvus Yitzchak. A fascinating sefer. It's in many different areas of halacha. And he speaks about, Rav Yoshev said this, Rav Yoshev said that. So he there says that although the Chazanesh does say that a warming drawer is might be problematic because he says that the heter of toch petit is only for shehiyah, does not apply to a case of what's called nosen peshabbos. He claims that he only meant to ask what we call hanocha. That's chazar again. This shehiyah chazara hanocha. Shehiyah is on Friday. Chazara is you take something off and put it right back on again on an open fire. That's called chazara. And hanocha is you put it on the floor, this Gemara Lamed Chesamet Beis, and put it back on a covered fire. Chazanish asid tuch petit, he suggests only when it comes to hanocha, which makes perfect sense. Hanocha is also because of nirek mevashim. How does it help to be tuch petit? But it's possible that hachzara, which is also mitum shem yichata begachalim, especially according to Chazanish, that hanocha, that tuch petit would be effective. If that's the case, it can be effective for a warming drawer as well. Why? Because a warming drawer, although we're discussing hanocha as opposed to hachzara, but a warming drawer is not normally used for cooking. Hence, it would not be a nirikam avashal aspect. So perhaps we ended up on a downer last year that according to Chazanish, toch petit wouldn't work for on Shabbos, only on Erev Shabbos, but with the reformulation of the Shvus Yitzchak, namely, that it only won't work for hanocha, because that's nirikam avashal. But it would work for hachzara, because that's only shem yichata begachalim. Then a warming drawer, even though it's hanocha, it's dino kachzara, because not an erikim bevashal afterward. That's what I wanted to add, which we didn't know last week. I just discovered it. Yes?
You just said that chazara is returning to an open fire. Isn't one of the requirements, would it be gar or pachim, which you would say is a blast, so it's not an open fire?
No. Chazara is not an open fire. Chazara is also. So it's a requirement that it be covered, so shivkam mutter. I hope you're following me. Chazara, which is also, is in an open fire. Chazara, which is mutter, is on a covered fire.
So as long as the fire is covered, I can't be doing chazara? That's the only requirement? I can take cold food?
If you have it, it's in your hand. If it's oh, the biyado, that's how Asik Mari started talking about lamet chesem beis. That's the Gemara. So maybe we didn't read the Ran as carefully as we should have, because I think it's made a little bit of a confusion. The Ran is the one who said that all the requirements of lamet chesem beis are only the funny case where you took it off the fire on Friday and put it back on Shabbos, a rare case. But in a typical case, if we take it off on Shabbos, put it back on Shabbos, you don't need oh, the biyado, you don't need that al hafzir. You can just take it from the ground and put it on the fire. Okay? That's what the Ramah says. The Ramah also says that it has to be hot. So, Rav Soloveitchik, Zichrono Livracha, was matir in a pinch to take hot food, which was on the blech on Friday when Shabbos came in, put it in the refrigerator overnight, and put it back on the blech on Shabbos. I don't know if we can discuss that last time. I don't remember. That's what's called the Boston cooler. So that's something called, because the Rebbe was living in Boston. At that time, there were very few Shomer Shabbos in Boston. And the Rebbe once quipped that when he came to Boston, under retirement age, there were only six Shomer Shabbos people, and three of them became his brothers-in-law. And that's how the quip went, I think. So it wasn't a very, it was tough in those days. So you think that makes life hard for people? They had to rely on this run. Now the Ramah, when he quotes the Ran, says you really shouldn't rely upon the Ran. Let's take a look in the Ramah. You have this in your look at the Mishnah Berurah. That's a good place to see it. Siman Reish Nun Gimel Siv Beis. Again, if we saw this last week, just tell me, and we'll just make it go quickly. I don't remember if we did. The Ramah is found over here on page 169. Maybe the page will remind you if we saw it or not. Huh?
Yeah, I think it was on the Mishnah Berurah.
We did say the Mishnah Berurah. So Vyesh Omrim, it's only Bel Yom. But if you put it on took it off on Shabbos, then he said it's okay. But it says V'tov L'Hachmir. Maybe I'm not sure if we discussed this question. Is this Kula the Ramah only Al Gabi Atana or even Toch Atana? Did we speak about that last time? No, that not. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's even Mekel B'Toch Atana. Where is Mishnah Berurah to be found? Mishnah Berurah is to be found in Ol Samach Vav, on page 169. V'chein nogen l'hokal b'tadurim shalonu, haino shemavzirin l'toch hatana b'shabas. This is a pella. The Chazanish is 100% wrong. Not only did the Ramon not say it, he couldn't say it, because it's against the Gemara. Let's Chaz explain why. And the Aflamet Zayin Amon Alf, the Gemara says that the only time you have a heter, a hafzara, on Akira, is al gabav, and not tocho. That's the Gemara of Pereshus, which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, right over here. It's on the same page, 168. What does it say over here? It says, Daf, line 4, Daf Gal Gaba Vol Tocha Asa. Okay, finished, nothing to talk about. This Ramah, what does the Ramah achieve? This we spoke about the Ran last week a little bit. It says, whenever you take something off the fire on Shabbos and return it, don't give it a status of Hanocha, give it a status of Hachzara. That's what the Ran is out to achieve. How can it be better than the classical achzara? Even the classical achzara is also betocha. It's impossible for this to be mutter betocha. So the samach vav is an impossibility, says the Chazanish. It just can't be. It can't be. It's totally impossible. But the Mishnah Berurah didn't make a mistake over here. He said it for a reason. He's copying the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham, I don't know if he saw this last time. I just don't think so. The Magen Avraham on this very same sift, Siman Reish Nun Gimel. Let's take a look if you don't mind. Reish Nun Gimel Sif Beis. Sif Beis. Sif Beis. Sif Beis. Here we are. So the Ramah has his famous Kula over here on page 124. On page 124. Okay. And the Ramah himself concludes V'tov lahachmir, that we should not rely upon this on this Kula. V'tov lahachmir. Okay. So now, the Magen Avraham says like this. Very nice. Very nice, Rabosai. We have a Kula. So the Kula, the nature, that's chaz, it's important to understand the nature of the Kula of the Ramah. If you don't understand the nature of it, it's hard to really fully grasp what's going on over here. The Ramah is saying, as I said to you before, that every hachzara, every hanocha should be treated as a hachzara. And the question, of course, becomes, is it possible at all for this to be applied to betocha? The Chazanish said it's impossible. But the Magen Avraham said differently. Turn to the Magen Avraham, Rabbi says, Sifkoton Lamed Hei. Sifkoton Lamed Hei is found over here. page 128. V'yesh matirin d'chule. Zeloshon d'akei Moshe. Kosev beis Yosef nagu l'hachzir. Mikomago mashma the osur, the dafka gabashari, avalola tocha, kimosha kasav sivbeis. Right, we just saw it in sivbeis. Venira de bedover shadayin cham, ein lochosh kolkach. Vedire beis Yosef, ein an ele bedover tzone. Vechena minig beinenu, de choshin bedover tzone, venogan het de bedover cham, shotziam and atano kidivri haran. Umashachilek a beis Yosef, bein al gabal tocha, the local midivrei Haran, and Asher Beis Yosef chilek meyatzmo kach. The Yevshet lo svirdon lechalek be puk chazim amadavar adkan l'shon darkei Moshe. Pirish. The Mai the Aminan bid Gemara l'tocha osur. Hanuk shen etolam ibod yom v'lo echziro ad shechashecha. Uki Moshe kosev siv beis. Avon the tolam b'shabas mutal echziro l'gruf l'ktuma v'afilu l'tocha. So interprets the Magen Avraham the words of the Ramah and Siv Beis. So how can we fault the Mishnah Berurah Samech Vav for merely copying what the Magen Avraham wrote over here in Siv Katan Lamed Hei? Namely, that the leniency of the Ran, who quotes the Yerushalmi, is not only Al-Gabba, but even Tocha. Can't blame the Mishnah Berurah, he's quoting him. But the Magen Avraham himself, although he attributes this to the Ramah, doesn't like it. V'tzarechi, in the last four lines, in Magen Avraham, page 128, the Ran lo kosev at the zelik shenich al gabik karka lo havi kitchilas hatmana kevin shoyas sham b'shabes avlinin to heter tocha lo mahani ze v'zedas ha-machmirim. The Magen Avraham says this is a matter of dispute. This is a matter of dispute. The Ramachmirim, but the Ramah quotes in the next page 129. They are machmirim who don't like this kula. How can they like the kula? The kula is basically against the Gemara. It's chazir again. It's not so clear. All that the Ran in the name of the Yerushalmi did was to take every case of hanocha, you put it on the floor, and say it's the same as the hachzor if you had it in your hand. Why? Because you took it off the fire on Shabbos and put it back on Shabbos. That's all that the Ramah and the Ran and the Yerushalmi accomplish. Says the Magen Avraham, but if you look in Darkei Moshe, it sounds that it's matter even what's called L'tocha. How can it be? It's against the Ran, didn't go that far. So he ends up difficult. He doesn't really fully understand it. Rabbo said the Chazanish says that the Ramon never said it, and he couldn't have said it. It's against the Gemara. But the problem, he does say it. That he's quoting it verbatim in the Oslam and Hey, there's some kind of a kula of L'tocha. He's quoting it, the Farish. The Beis Yosef said not. He made it up on his own, and the Ran didn't say it, b'chule. So Rabbo said a secret is out if you look in the original source, and that's why the problem, I believe, it is a misunderstanding of what the Ramah's real opinion is. Just want to clarify that misunderstanding very briefly. We have a lot more to talk about today. That's found on page 111. Page 111, even 112 is probably, because 111 goes on 112. Two go together. In page 112, it's page 110. In page 110, the Beis Yosef quotes the Ran. The Rabbi said, this is not the Ran that we keep talking about. The Ran we spoke about until now today was the famous Ran according to the Yerushalmi. That there's no problem if you took it off the fire and back on the fire on Shabbos. It's not called Anocha, it's called Chazara. There's another Ran. That's the Ran that was discredited by the Bir Alocha. So there's a Dochak to rely on that Ran. But that's the Ran that the Beis Yosef himself quotes. And he says, if you have panadish, something which you normally would not cook on that particular surface, you may put it there. That's the Ran at the Beis Yosef quotes on page 110, underlined, Kosav Aran. And on that, the Beis Yosef, after quoting that Ran, says, Umashma the Dafka Gabe Kira, but Latochano, says the Dake Moshe about that. That's found on the opposite page, page 111. End of that first paragraph. We saw already quoted in the Mogen Rav, just to review it briefly, that the Beis Yosef is only talking about its own name, and the distinction which he brought between what and what? At Al Gabo and Tocha is not found in the Ran. The Beis Yosef said it on his own. And we don't hold that way. Pukazim Abadabar. It's right in front of you. Rabosai. The Mogen Avraham's kasha is no kasha. The Mogen Avraham, it seems to me, misinterpreted the Dake Moshe. And when he's quoting a Ran, he thought he meant the other Ran. The Ran name of the Yerushalmi. He didn't mean that. He meant this Ran, the Ran that's mounted by Panadish. There, in fact, there's nothing that doesn't say a Tocha Zasa. So they say that the Beis Yosef made his own compromise a Tocha Zasa. We don't follow that. So therefore, it seems to me that the Heter in our ovens, which are made to cook everything, B'tocho is non-existent. And even one wants to rely on the bust in the Heter, which is based on the Ran and the Rishon, which is problematic enough, as we spoke about last week, even then should only put it on top of the blech and not in the oven. Because in the oven, an oven which is made for normal cooking, there seems to be absolutely no Heter, nor can there be a Heter, as the Chasnish correctly points out. Even if you assume the Yerushalmi, all that does is convert a Hanoch into a Achzara. But Achzara B'toch is also awesome. Unless you want to say, as we mentioned a little bit last week, that we have no Tocha nowadays. Tocha only was in the olden days. There was a top and there was a bottom. And there were two different ways of cooking. We had an Aruch HaShulchan. That's a very shvera sheet that most folks don't rely upon. Yes, sir?
Aren't there many things which you would never cook inside your oven, but only on top of it?
What's that?
French toast, soup.
Anything you'd normally put it on top of the range and not inside the oven. Maybe you're right. Okay, it would be very rare to have somebody cook soup inside the oven. No, soup is going to be awesome in our case because it's mamish bishul. What are we talking about, taking chicken or taking kugels? I think from a little I know that chickens and kugels can be made in ovens, so therefore if they can be made in ovens, there's no way to take them from the fridge and put them back into the oven based upon this Ramah.
Fried chicken, you would cook on top. You're not
going to
cook
on top. I don't know if we discuss the particular
oven fried chicken. I can do a fried chicken that you'll think
of
fried.
There we go. We have cooks here, professional cooks.
They do it every day in the cafeteria.
There you go. Okay. Rabosai, this heter is shver enough, as we said last week, the Ramos is tov lahachmir, but in the oven, although maybe the Rav may have said, I don't know what he said, seems to be totally untenable. Although the Mogen Avraham in truth did attribute such a view to the Ramah, but it's just not true. The Ramah is based on a different Ran, and the different Ran is only applies to foods which are normally not put in an oven. And what we put in our ovens, what we want to reheat on Shabbos, kugels and chickens and things of this nature, is often found in an oven. So therefore that's out of the question, it seems to me. Forget about it. Even on top of the oven, on top of the blech, it seems to me you shouldn't rely upon, because the Ramah said, V'tov l'hachmir, and the Chazanish is a misread of the Yerushalmi, etc., etc. Just wanted to point this out. And yes.
Rav Konig Bergen, when I asked the chapter about, he agreed that the Rav said his wife and his mother used to rely on this. So it's not like this is some shver kula that he invented for Bali Tshuva or people who were going to do worse things. When I asked Rav Shachter about it, he said, yeah, the Rav said both in the same year. So would you like to comment on the fact that...
No, I have no comment.
Now that you bashed the kula two or three times...
I'm bashing it a fourth time. I have no comments. Okay. Let us continue. We have to discuss, however, the status of a blech. What status does a blech have? Right? A blech, we assume, against Chazanish, that a blech is accomplished is absolutely zero, and we assume that it has a status of ketuma. That's very important. We assume it has a status of ketuma. But the question becomes, the blech has many different parts, at least three parts to the blech, directly on the fire, off the fire, yatsa letus bo, and off the fire so much, it's not even yatsa letus bo. Three different parts that the blech has. And what's the status of all these three parts? So, when you talk about less than yatsa letus bo, at first glance, it should be absolutely heter gomer. And as a matter of fact, this is the opinion of the Vilna Gaon and the Mishnah Berurah. We'll take a look. In Reish Nun Gimel, I believe it's Tzadi Gimel, if I'm not mistaken, Mishnah Berurah, which can be found on page 171. So the Ramah says as follows. The Yesh Machmirim, this is what I think the Maharam was referring to, Yesh Machmirim, Bazeh. Then it says, the Im HaChom Kolkach B'tana Sheyatza Lenes Ba'asar. What does that mean? It means until now, what were we discussing? An oven where the fire, where the food reached a level of less than Yad Soletisbo. This entire Ramah, Rabbosa, look carefully. This entire Ramah which precedes the words, V'im Achom Kolkach Shatan Yad Soletisbo, means the previous three lines are all discussing Ofma Mimel Yom, Hevel Ma'at, which is less than Yad Soletisbo. That is what the Ramah says. The Vilna Gaon shakes his head in disbelief. Less than Yad Soletisbo is a problem? So he does a simple thing. Takes out his pen and changes the letter. If we could do that all the time, that would be very interesting. We have the word V'im Achom, says in Mishnah Berurah Tzadik Gimel, Tzorach Lomar, She'im Achom. Dilavachi, Afilu Layesh Machmirim Shari. Because it's less than Yad Soletisbo, it's Heter Gomer. Who said so? Tzadik Gimel, the bottom. Hagra. So that even though all the Achron didn't hold away, the Gra is right. So says the Sharati and Tzadik Gimel. I don't know. How can that be right? It's against the Magen Avraham. It's against the Ramah and all the Kisvayad that we have, and every last one, to my knowledge, all has Vim. It seems to me, therefore, that the Gra's pshat may be correct in theory, and the Mishnah Berurah could agree with it. That's not what the Ramah said. Ramah is discussing a case of less than Yad Soletisbo. And then and only then is he in fact make what we call Le Tocho. Less than Yad Soletisbo. It's impossible. Why is it impossible? Why should it be impossible? Why isn't it possible? The Chain Sosnam Ramos of the Mishnah Berurah, Sof Sif Beis Bahago. And then if you have Agiris, it's going to be an inner contradiction in the Ramah. That's pretty heavy stuff. Let's take a look, as a matter of fact, in the Ramah, Sof Sif Beis Ramah, so in the previous page, 170, what does it say? Tomat Smicha, it says Smicha, and it says, Davka Mamoka Mashiatza Letisbo, Ein Yatza Letisbo, Shari. Gentlemen, B'mchilas Kvod the Mishnah Berurah, this proves absolutely zero. This is talking about Smicha less than Yatza Letisbo. That I can see the certainly mutter. Here we're talking about in the Tanner less than Yatsa Letisbo. And I'll give you two explanations for this distinction. One, if you're going to ask a smicha less than Yatsa Letisbo, ain ladavar sof. I have a fire here, and the pot is there. So it's smicha less than Yatsa Letisbo. Maybe you can argue that it's too far away, it doesn't count, but we don't have an objective shia for that. Number two, within a tanur, the Chazanish has a famous line, which he says that we cannot draw lines in the middle of a tanur. Here's less niatzah lettuce bowl, there's more niatzah, there's no mechitza. If there's no mechitza, we have to ask the whole thing. That applies only in a tanur. We don't apply it to the case of smicha. So therefore, I'm still believing, I'm old-time religion, before the Hagav, the Gro, the Sharetzi, and Mishnah Berurah, that the simple pshat in Ramah is he's discussing Havel Mu'at, which means less than Yad Soledespa. Less than Yad Soledespa. That's all. That's what I'm suggesting. That's what I'm suggesting. Fine. And the Sharetzian's Kasha of the Devarim L'Shiurim, that means within a Tanur. Within a Tanur, we can't make distinctions between one second and the next, when it cools down more, or 1 inch in the next, when it's half and half. But Smicha would be different. But that's what I think, Pshat, the Pasha Pshat and the Ramah, as we have it. I'm obviously aware that the Mishnah Berurah, who was the Posek Achron, says against me, and many poskim who follow him, and I'm not here to make tzaros for Klal Yisrael. I'm just giving you my personal view that the Ramah should be taken at face value. But we'll discuss even according to the Mishnah Berurah, because that's how many poskim say. So there are three parts to the blech. On the fire, off the fire, yatza let us bow, off the fire, and yatza let us bow. You follow the Mishnah Berurah, that last part may be het the gomer if it's going to be treated as smicha less than yatza let us bow. Even I would say it's mutter, for sure, if it's smicha less than yad, so let us know. The big question, is it smicha? We saw that the Tosfos said in Aflam and Zayin and Aleph that smicha is limited to a case where there's a dolphin hamafsik. I don't know if you remember that. Did we see that? I think we saw it. You know? There's no dolphin hamafsik by Oblech. Maybe it's worse than smicha. It's al gaba. More than that, it's the same surface which is made to conduct heat. That's what the blech is. And you put your fire's here, a big surface here. So even though it's in the, here's the burner, and here's the furthest corner burner, but it's still made to conduct heat. So I would say that maybe it's considered given the status of al gabe ha'esh mamish. What if you had a pan? These humongous pans. And you have a fire in one corner, and the pan is a huge pan in the other corner. It's less than the yatzah lettuce bowl. Possible, but I would say it's still considered al gabi ha'esh, since it's in the same pan. This, of course, is good and bad. It's bad if you want to take something from the refrigerator and put it on that corner of the blech. If you hold that it's considered to be smicha, and then it'll be mut if it's less than yatzah lettuce bowl, l'chol ha'deis and ofen ha'ramah, end of siv beis. But if you're going to consider it al gabi ha'esh, then not necessarily. We could possibly suggest that within an area which is called Al Ha'esh, we don't divide. We consider even the part which is off to the corner and less than Yatzah Lettuce Bow to be Al Gabi Ha'esh, as a Chaznish within the Tanner. All parts of the Tanner are considered Usser. You can't put things in any part of the Tanner. What's the plus of that? If it's considered part of the Tanner, part of the Aish, perhaps you'd be permitted to slide something on Shabbos. Not only from a part of the blech, which is Yatzah Lettuce Bow, onto the part which is directly on the fire, which we assume is okay, but perhaps it would be even mutter to slide it from the corner of the blech, which is in Yatzah Lettuce Bow, onto the fire. Because after all, it's also considered on the fire. And if it's on the fire problem, we just saw our Gers of the Ramah, is that's considered to be a problem from the outside, so therefore it should be less of a problem from the inside. Should be able to slide it to Agabi Ha'esh Mamash. Bottom line, I don't know who's right. I don't have time to go into the citations back and forth. It seems to be an open question where the Gedolei HaDor of today are arguing. Rabbi Yoshev weighs in on this. I believe he considers the entire blech to be al gabi ha'esh, which means you can't put anything from the fridge into the most remote corner, but you can slide from that corner over to the beyond the fire. So you take the chumrah and the kula. And they quote, others are quoted, I think of Karelit, of Dissin Karelit, saying the other way around, that no good, it's considered to be smicha, not al-aish, and therefore you You may put it from the fridge in that remote corner, but you may not slide from that remote corner onto the fire proper, on the blech. Yes?
I'm sorry, which blech are we talking about?
Plain blech, old-fashioned blech.
Piece of metal.
The big blechs will cover all four burners. You have only one of them on in the corner. In the far corner, it could be less than the lattice bar. Yes, sir?
According to the Mishnah Berurah, you could put it, besides the far corner, you could also put it by the lattice bar, because not ala ash, or even...
No. For the fridge.
No. Only matters.
It's not matter anything. I'm suggesting that it should be mutter if we will view the remote corner of the blech as smichan, right. And al gaba, smicha less than the lattice bar should be mutter. If...
Can you measure Yasalesbo by putting your hand in?
Another good question. We had a whole pilpul what Yasalesbo is, which we came to a fairly low, lower than expected sum. One of my Talmidim, a couple of Talmidim went to the YU gym, where they have tells you how hot the water is in your shower, right outside the pool. You can go try it yourself. And they were not able to take showers more than 105 degrees. I was very surprised. A tub, I thought, okay, but I thought a shower goes right off your back. So one guy, I think, took it 110 degrees. So I don't know. So that's not for now. We spoke about it earlier. Go try it out. See what it says. Assuming it's accurate. Anyway, Rav Karelitz's opinion is found in the Sefer called the Orchel Shabbos. To me, it's a problem because he's a nephew of the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish surprisingly says that from smicha to al gaba is mutter. So therefore, even if you're going to consider it to be smicha, who cares? Smicha to al gaba should still be mutter. Maybe it's only considered smicha if it reaches out. So let us know. I'm not exactly sure what in that detail. Again, I'm not sure what he said and what he meant. But the Chazon Ish has a very interesting sheet. The smicha to al gaba is mutter. There's no real riot to it from anywhere from Shas Bavli. I couldn't really find a raya for it. I believe that the pshat in the Chazon Ish is as follows. We discussed in the previous shiurim is hanocha b'smicha aser or mutter. If hanocha b'smicha is aser, which is Rabbi Kivega's opinion, classical hanocha is aser. So then, may I create a new phrase? Ein hanocha achar hanocha. Once you already crossed the red line and put it, I did it on Friday, but okay, you put it on this area, which would have been Nisar hanocha, because hanocha b'smicha is also, which is the Rebbe Kivega's view, then you cannot be in violation of hanocha a second time when you slide it from smicha to al gabay ha'ish mamash. What is the Chazon Ish asering? If you take it from a kedera, agabe kedera, and then you put it on a fire, on a blech, that he does aser, and it can make sense for the same reason. The Chazon Ish l'shitaso that kedera, agabe kedera is mutter. It's considered kenegad amedura. We spoke about it last time. It's not considered on the fire at all. You see, therefore hanocha onto a kedera is mutter. If hanocha onto a kedera is mutter, you haven't crossed the line yet. So from agabe kedera to the blech would be aser. He's consistent, the Chazon Ish. I think I took me a while to figure out what he's saying. I think that's what he's driving at. Rabosa said the blech remains an open question because we're not exactly sure should we give it a status of al-gabi ha'esh proper or should we give it a status of smicha, and since I can't resolve it, so the bottom line is don't remove something from the refrigerator and put it on the corner of the blech, and don't move something from the corner of the blech, which is less than the lettuce bow, onto the hotter part of the blech. I would ask them both to be suffic. I'm not sure. Probably one of them should be mutter, but I'm not sure which one. I don't know if we can resolve which one. Adkan.
The Chazon Ish should say both are mutter.
How's that?
Because you'll say the corner is smicha, and then you'll say once it's somewhere that I can do smicha, so I can put it, I can move it to Agave.
No, but if it's. If a good, you're asking an excellent question. An excellent question. Just do a two-step. Let's assume, for argument's sake, that in the corner, less than the outside is only smicha, and smicha is permissible less than the outside. So you can take it from the fridge and put it there. And then we'll say, okay, and now I can move it from there and put it on the fire. So all the I don't think that's possible. The Pesukim will have certain leniencies, are only saying it if it was perhaps slid from the fire and off and back again. But to do something in two steps, which you cannot do in one, the Pesukim say cannot be done. So it's a long story where and how they say it. Rabbi Kiveya talks about it. Take it from me. You can't do it one step, you can't do it two steps either. You just can't do it. It's not an Hichos Bishul. We spoke about that from the perspective of let's take it from the fridge and then make it a little bit warm. And then we'll say, oh, on the Tana Lagamri. And we'll be mad at that. Can't do that because it's butler. Same, here the same as you saw. It's butler, you can't do a two step any more than a one step. But it's a very good point you're raising. Good, fine. So Rabosai, I people in this room are disappointed in me. I see it, I sense it, I perceive it, I it's palpable. I'm not happy with the heter of the Rama. Even the great people relied upon it. What can I do? I'm not happy with it. And I'm leaving you with cold food on Shabbos so far. Terrible. Well, we have the Kedera Gabe Kedera. That I think we can be matter. Although I wasn't happy with the Kedera Blech, I'm happy with the Pella Plata. That's the one that has the water you actually use. The other one, I'm not Chas V'Shalom passing the Kedera Blech. I'm saying it's about, I wasn't sure whether it works or not. That's what we mentioned before, that certain Poskim seem to have a dim view of it. Because the water is not being used. I thought of Moshe all the way with the steam table again, but the Pella Plata, good. Another way I think it's mutter. But the biggest problem before I get to any of the situation we're describing is, can we be matter cold food? The problem with the Ramah. If the Ramah keeps saying, lo nitzan alagam. Even the Ramah. The famous Ramah's heter is talking about only lo nitzan alagam. And can we go beyond the Ramah? That is the question. You take a look over here in page 171 in the Bir Halacha. What does it say? Vavash on the stand of the garment. Ayin mogan Avram shekosa. Vafili bedova she'ein bo morok. The lesser mishem bishul. Osterim nitzanim. Now it's going on panadish. Panadish is dry. Ain bishul achar bishul. So what's why are you saying over here? Lo nitzan alagamri. Says the Magen Avraham. It's not an isur of bishul. It's an isur of nesina mechadosh. Maniach lekiro lechatchila. And the leniency in Siv Beis is only if it is hot. Now this is the Magen Avraham. The Gra says nothing doing again. A Gra, all the Gras line up like ducks. It's Mount Lishitosa. The Gra says on this word, Lonestani has just one thing: canal. Canal. What's canal mean? We said earlier that this Yesh Bishul Acha Bishul. If it's Nitzani, like Amri, that's all it means. There's no new din. Of course, you understand very well. The Gra l'shitasa v'gan Avram l'shitasa. The Gra is talking about Yatzel Edesbo. He took the Vav and made it into a Shin. But the v'gan Avram l'shitasa had a Vav. That means before we're talking about Ein Yatzel Edesbo, there cannot be any Yisr Bishul. It's impossible to have an Yisr Bishul if it's Ein Yatzel Edesbo. So the Magen Avraham had to say pshat. It's also why, because of Hanocha Mitchila. The two Gras are Lashitasa and the Magen Avraham Lashitasa. If you didn't chop it, go over it again, you'll see what I'm driving at. So therefore, since I like the previous Ramah, I'm an old-fashioned Jew with art text, I'm partial to the Magen Avraham's pshat. If the Magen Avraham is right, you put it in the fridge, it's cold, there's no way you can put it back on Shabbos, even with all the tricks, with all the Ramos, with all the Yerushalmis, it's only talking about hot food. That's a major problem. There is, however, a one possible solution. There seems to be a steer in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham here says that what? That it's aser in Hilchus Hanacha if it is cold. Nothing to do with Bishul. But is it a different to other Magen Avrahams that seem to take a different perspective, a different view? Where are these two Magen Avrahams? One of them can be found here in Simon Reish Nun Gimel. In Reish Nun Gimel, Rav Osai. The Magen Avraham says as follows. Let's see. Sifkaten Yutes. With it. Page 123. Here the din is found in the Shulchan Aruch that you can do achzara on Shabbos. Kozman Shiro Sachas. Says the Magen Avraham Yutes. Shayat Soleres Bo. Ayim Ashka Savdi Simon Shinyun Chesed Az. Hilchos Bishul. Hilchos Bishul. Wait a minute. You're talking about Bishul, Yutes. But the same Magen Avraham, the same rabbi who wrote the same book, two pages later, said, as the Bialocha quoted him appropriately, in Lamed Vav, it's page 129, he says, Shlonet Stane, Afilu B'davash Ein Bo Marok, Blessed Mishum Bishul, Osir M'Nestane, Tavle Kiminech L'Kir L'Chad Chil L'Bishabes, Osir B'lo T'loy T'yua L'Chazara. Wait a second. Lamed Vav and Yutes are contradictory. How do you resolve this? In Lamed Vav, the Magen Avraham says cold is called Hanocha Mitchila. Everything's awesome. In Yutes, he said it's only a problem if it's liquid food, because of Bishul. Not a problem by salads. What a tremendous, tremendous kasha this is against the Magen Avraham. It's inner contradiction from one within the same siman, an inner contradiction. So the answer is given by the Machzor HaShekel, page 137. That's underlined in Machzor HaShekel, the very end of column 1. He says, Afal Gav, the Kosev Magen Avraham, Reish Nun Gimel Lamed Vav, the Mitztane, the Gamri, Afilu Yoveh, Shein Bo Marok, the Lekha Mishum Bishul, Mikomakom also that we can minich l'chila v'lohutal birak hazara. So steer it to here and to steer it to Yutes as well. Sarach loma davka toch hatanur hechmir liel. Avol hocha demari al gabo hekil bozeh. So if it's cold and toch, forget about it. Another reason why the heter of the Ramah and the Yerushalmi, no way it can apply to toch hatan if the food is cold. Because the Magen Avraham clearly answers it. Toch. Al Gaba, perhaps there was room to be more somewhat lenient. Again, according to those Shitas HaMekilos. That's how the Machzor HaShekel answers the steer within the Magen Avraham as to whether we have a right to be makel if the food gets cold and there's no issue of Bishul. In one place he says Osir, one place he says Mutter. The suggestion is made. In the Tanner is Osir, but on top would be permissible. One way to resolve the steer. Gentlemen, if you see the Mishnah Brura on this siman, Reish Nun Gimel Siv Beis, he talks about the ins and outs of the Ibaya and the Gemara Lamed Ches Beis, to which we referred earlier, in terms of how we paskin. The Mechaba, as usual, follows the Rambam. Quotes the Rambam verbatim. Let's read on page 168. Kirish Yigrufa Ktuma Vekka. Benot lakdera me'oleh afilu b'shabes mutalav zira kozman sheiro sachas v'lo hinicha gabe karka dafka gaba tocha also fine. What do you mean? As long as it's not on the ground, it's mutal. Shitas Rama. The Rama is a machma to the end. What does he say? V'oda biyodo v'data lahachzir. There's a Gemara naflam et ches is not sure. Do you need either of those? Do you need both of those? The Ramah demands both Odo B'Yodo and Data L'Hachzir. The Mechaba required neither. He never mentioned a word about Data L'Hachzir, and he never said a word about Odo B'Yodo. Lo Nicha Gabe Karka. A lot of things between karka and biyado, what if you put it down on the table? So the Gemara is a shayla, gabe mita mar, teku. Teku, unresolved. Teku. Unresolved. How do we follow the teku? So it's unclear. The mechaber seems to be mekel. He's only didn't put down on the ground. The Ramah seems to be machmir. He requires odo biyado. The bir halacha is not so convinced. We have to follow the Ramah's chumras in each and every case. He says like this. Last line of bir halacha 168. Maybe there's room to be mekel because the Beis Yosef quotes a leniency. What is he saying? Al gabe safsol is itself a machlokas, an unresolved question in the Gemara. Safsol of the Yerushalmi is the meat of the Bavli. Then datol lahachzir al gabe karka is again a machlokas. Again a machlokas. There are some poskim who are mekel in the shaila. They say you need either or, either datol lahachzir. Or shalom agabe kaka. Not like the Ramah requires both. So, but Tzir of Kozad, the Mishnah Berurah is in a pinch, there's room to be somewhat lenient. The poskim discuss what about our version of not agabe kaka? We don't put things on beds, we don't put things on chairs. What do we put there, Rabbi? On what? Counters or tables? What halachic status does that have? Is a counter a table like karka, or is a counter and a table like a safsal and a mita? What would you say? Anybody? Yes?
Better than both.
Better than both, even. Good. Better than both. Great. Better than both.
Food on the bed is very strange. I wouldn't put pots on my bed.
So, unfortunately, you just undermined your own argument, unfortunately. That's exactly what some people say. Since food on a bed is strange and food on a chair is strange, that means it's not going to be there for long term. It's a strange momentary hanocha because you still have enough hands to maneuver everything. But you're very likely to take it off that strange place, namely the bed and the chair, and put it back on the fire. Therefore, lo botla shehir rishona. Contrast this with a table and a counter, which is normal for it to be there, which makes it worse. Be there long term. Some say that way. Fortunately for us, yes.
But when you say normal, what does that normal mean? When you say putting it down on the ground or putting it down on a chair, right, because you're done using it and you're going to forget about it and leave it there, in the case that Gemara is talking about. When you're putting it on the table, it's probably not because you're leaving it there, it's because you're using it. You might not be holding it for a little while, but you're using it. So you're going to pick it up and serve it, or pick it up and put it back on the fire. That's why it's on the table. Because it's in use. The table isn't a place where you leave the pot, it's a place where you use the pot.
Good point. People put pots on tables for a very long time sometimes. You have a question, yeah?
About the bed.
Yeah.
In Europe, where there's no warming drawers sometimes, I've seen that they put it on the bed and then put the blanket over it to sleep on.
That's a hatmonish, which we're not going into now.
But it's not, like you said, it's too temporary and unusual. It's very usual.
I hear, okay. I'm not a European. I never heard of people putting things on beds. Okay. In America, I never heard of any food on a bed.
I heard that from some of the Arab doctors, the rack is soup potting his patients. The person said this, that he didn't understand why, but
if he wasn't
on
Shabbos.
Arab Shabbos.
Arab Shabbos. That's a difference from what we're talking about Shabbos.
Oh, so okay. Someone suggested he wants to keep the sheets warm.
that's what you have in Maaser Rav. You never know what Maaser Rav means until you're someone who's really there. In any event, let's go back to our discussion. So in our discussion, we have a big problem. Luckily, I started to say, Shlomo Zalman himself and Rav Yoshev are both quoted as saying, we have a right to treat our tables and counters like a meat of a safso, not like karka. The karka is unique because karka is cold. And that's found actually in the Chiddush Yeran. That's cold. But of course, Rabbi Yoshev hastens to add that a refrigerator is certainly like karka, even if it's 2 feet off the ground. That's really cold. So therefore, none of the leniency is going to apply. He'll say, look, the Mishnah Brewer is mekel in a pinch. Dato lahachzel gabe safsol. That's what I'll do. I'll take my food, put it into the refrigerator. Dato lahachzel Shabbos morning, and it's okay. Nothing of the sort. Number one, the refrigerator is karka and worse than karka. And number two, you saw before, it's a possibility of a butler shear rishona, even according to the Ran, as the Mogen Avraham would have it. Again, if he's distinguishing between Toch and Agaba, we still have a leg to stand on within the Mogen Avraham. Maybe we can follow the Gra partially. Okay, partially depends upon his gears to change, but partially we depends on Toch versus Agaba. Fine. So now Rabbi says, you're all disappointed in me. Without a Pella Plata, you can't move. So now that the shiur is officially over, I'm starting the shiur. 2:30, I'm first starting the shiur. We cannot leave until we have a way to heat up food on Shabbos. Dry food. You have to have a way. Yes?
What about a plata?
Oh,
well,
there you go.
A hot plate.
So I believe the answer is the plata. And here I'm arguing with the other, but the post from the other direction. I'm coming from the other side. They say it's us, I say it's mut. Rav Yosef asks all platas lo plug. Low plug. Aye, Rabbi Eider is making on the plata. Rabbi Eider is a big Talmud Chacham, and he understood what it's all about. He can't tell me it's low plug. It's impossible. It's impossible to say low plug. Where is it? Page 96. 96D. What do you do with cold food? We're eating cold, dry food. A hot plate, which is not used for cooking, but only for reheating or maintaining heat, and cannot be adjusted. A non-adjustable hot plate, Rabbi Osai. A non-adjustable hot plate, according to this understanding, would be okay. Okay, fine. Wonderful. What's his basis? Maybe it's a low plug. On the bottom he says, taksav, kach nireh, came in and derech levashel sham, lamilzikam levashel, and there's no possibility of shichata. It's not adjustable. Brackets. The chenirish lochiach mishnebrua reshon and gimel tzadi sharzi and peches viduk. Kind of what he's talking like a Vilna Gaon over here. What does it say over there? What does it say in reshon and gimel in mishnebrua tzadi and sharzi and peches? What does it say there? It doesn't tell us what it says. Well, let's turn over here to page 171. So he says, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about a case. Lord Tzmina Bocham on the Shabbos. Rak Ofer Bo Mibod Yom. Ein Lo Lemocha Rak Chol Mut. V'yein Nirek Kemevash Laya Dezeh. Pei Ches on the bottom. This is clearly no low plug. You find a case where it's not Nerikim Avashel, there's no low plug. The problem is that Rav Yashu wants to ask it Mishum Shem Yechata, and then he wants to say it's a low plug. Very shver, Rabosai, Kashin Gavavah's Mutter. You saw that in the first Mishnah. No low plug. So Rav Yashiv says, well, kash and gavava is a different kind of a fire. But a hot plate is the same kind of fire as a regular electric range. We can say non-adjustable is the same as adjustable. It's a big chiddush. I wouldn't have said such a thing. So therefore, many posts, including Rav Shlomo Zalman, are more makil when it comes to a hot plate. Let's turn to Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Shemir Shabbos Kilchos. Let's see what he says. Something quite interesting. I believe it's on page 80 something. Let's see. Yeah.
According to those who are not here,
page 80.
Apatha, yeah. In general, if you happen to find yourself in a situation where it does have knobs,
no.
You'd be able to cover the.
Yes, if
cover
you cover
the,
it.
And cover the knobs, and then it'll just be there.
If you cover it, then if you cover the hot plate, then even if you cover the knobs, it's even better. We spoke about that last time. So you've reduced the adjustable into a non-adjustable, in my opinion.
So you need to have that one.
I think so. So here he has Plata Chashmalit, a Sif Chafei. Chulun Plata, he calls it. What's it in? He says as follows. No need to cover it. Umuto lahachzir oleho esakli. You can take a pot off the hot plate and put it right back. There's no shemich. I'm reading an ayin av. There's no shemich at there. Because EF shall haglas midas chomer. There's no from low plug. If there's no adjustment, it's mutter. It's like kashin gavava. Mutter af lahavza. We don't say low plug by kashin gavava. Beautiful. But then he has this crushing disappointment for me. I'm almost crushed by the next psak of Shlomo Zalman. It breaks me up. What does he say? Aval ein liten oleo lechatchila b'shabes k'deir shesh botavshil afilu mevushal kol tzarko afilu etc. Why? Ayin beis lo itiru ela hachzara v'lo liten oleo lechatchila. I ask you a question. Why? It's not halach l'moshe v'sinai here. Everything has a reason. And we have two reasons here. There's a reason of Shemi Yechata, and as a reason of Nirek Mavashel. It seems to me that neither should apply to the hot plate. It's not adjustable. Can't be Mechata. And you know when it cooks on it. So who cares if it's Hanocha? Apparently the Shmir Shabbat says no. That Hanocha could be a problem even though people don't cook on it, because Hanocha was more Machmer, it's more of a Nirek Mavashel than Achzoris. For Horaya, Kotum. Hachzara, according to the Ran, on Kotum, Kotum eliminates the Nirek HaMavashah. But if it's Hanacha, it does not eliminate the Nirek HaMavashah. So you see a distinction. Still, it seems to be very problematic. And Reb Shlomo Zalman backs out halfway. He backs out of the Chumrah halfway. Chela Gimel. That's page 87. He says, you know what? Maybe, Evsha, next to the last line of column one, Evsha, mutter lita afilu b'chatchila, kshatav shladayin chan. Maybe it's even mutter l'chatchila, and if you're willing to follow the cooler of the... But if you want to follow the cooler, we said before, if it's dry, even if it's cold, it's al gavu not toch with the machzah shekel. So there's even room for that. Then he says, well, you know, I don't know if it's really mutter, they're going to be halacha. Top of the next column, page 87, column 2. Vim kein av she yitoch ein she mutter, mikom akam tov lahachmer. So I again crestfallen. The end, he ends up on the wrong side. But then he says, acha menicho agave karka, shapir shori lahachzir. Took me a long time to figure this line out. What? Hinuch agave karka is more kal? More kal than what? Thought it's more chomer. No. What do you think? It's more kal than a case in which it was never on the fire on Shabbos. He's mitzarev the Ran, I assume. He's mitzarev the Ran and he Yerushalmi. And it's referring to a case of a hot plate, which is only made to heat up food, not to cook them. But Tzirif calls that, he's Mekil. But let me ask you a question, a factual question. When we want to put things on hot plates, tell me from your own house, the food that we want to put on hot plates on Shabbos morning, where were they when Shabbos came in? Where were they? Yeah? Where were they? In the fridge. Some. Where were some of them? In the oven, on the fire. So according to Shlomo Zalman, we can be making in the second ones, but machmer in the first ones. That's how I read this psak. I still don't understand why we should be matamid completely. I thought it should be het the gum. I thought. Here at Bosai, Rav Moshe's position is one of the most, if I'm correct, misunderstood positions for a particular reason. Turn, please, to the end of Rabbi Ida's citations. You'll find a remarkable 106, a remarkable disconnect between the question and the answer. That's always dangerous. When you see a question and an answer, they don't add up, you know there's a problem. Rabbi Ida poses the question very, very directly and clearly. Top of the page, 106. Chayesh kelim asuyim rak lichimim ochlim v'hamavushalim. Below the bishul shekorim hot plate, or hot tray, or steam table. Haim mutter lichamim dover yovesh hamavushal kol tzorko, o dover lach hacham tzas, p'tefse kedera, kevan de'ein derech bishul bekach. He gives it a heta. That's what I thought was a great heta. He can't adjust it. Not derech bishul, what could be bad? Right? Look how Ramashi answers. V'yal hot plate, v'yal hot tray, im e'ev shol dispashal shom, oz mutul lahamit k'dei rechama, im ein shom elamida achas lachom, yesh te midos osur. So it's not adjustable, and it's e'ev shol dispashal, it's okay. I call it Rabbi Ida, Ilam Deinu Rabbeinu. You asked Rabbi Moshe, ein derech bishul bekach. He answered you, im e'ev shol dispashal shom. Which one is it? So the Ida told me the Rav Moshe meant to answer my question. And if my question was Ein Derech Levashel Bekach, that's what Rav Moshe meant to answer. That's what Rabbi Ida told me. And two, not one, but two Svarim attribute this opinion to Rav Moshe. Namely, you can take something from a fridge and put it on a hot plate. That's why I asked the question. Ein derech bishul bekach. I have a problem, Rabbi Moshe, with this pshat. One, Rabbi Moshe didn't say that. He said, e'ev shel dispashal. And number two, look at steam tables. V'al steam table, etc. Ev shel dispashal shom. Im kenu memele derech bishul. A whole wax is eloquent. Whenever it's ev shel dispashal, by definition, it's derech bishul. So how can you say, Rabbi Ida's pshat? And who else is making the name of Rav Moshe? Two other modern svarim, the Piskei Tshuvos and the Shabbos Kitchen. Both Rav Moshe is being a makel in the Shabbos. I don't believe it. As much as I want to be makel, I told you I want to be makel here. I have to have some intellectual honesty. I don't believe it. I call it a Reuven Feinstein. I just couldn't. I accepted Rabbi Ida for a long time. I thought I saw it just doesn't. And I saw two allies that he has. In print, I still couldn't accept. Call it Rabbi Reuven. Reuven says, my father was never mad to this. My father said not only is Hanacha Aser on a hot tray, even Hakzar is us. Not more Makel than the Shemir Shabbos, more Machman than the Shemir Shabbos. Let's repeat. There are three cases. There are two cases. Hakzara and Hanacha. You can be Makel in both. That's what I want to say. You can split, some Shlomo Zalman split, or you can be a machmer in both, which is what they attribute to Rav Moshe. I don't like it, but that's what it sounds like. But it's a major problem, Rav Osai. It's a contradiction in Rav Moshe. Why? Rav Moshe was one of those gedolim who follows the Mishnah Berurah and follows the Vilna Gaon. Less than Yatzah lettuce bow is no problem. Never a problem. So what's going on over here? If it's less than Yatzah lettuce bow, it's bechlal no problem. Once the food can reach Yatzah lettuce bow, by definition, it's Efshel is Bashel. So Manashach, if it's Yatzah lettuce bow, and even though it's Derech Levashel, even though it's not Derech Levashel, as long as it's Efshel Levashel, it's treated as Derech Levashel, as we saw, so everything should certainly be Yasser. And if it's less than Yatzah lettuce bow, everything is Tam Hetagama. So what's Rav Moshe's case? This is what led me to believe Rabbi Ida all those years. Because what's the case? It's Chazer again. If you read it against Rabbi Ida, there's a case in which Rav Moshe Paskins, it's Efshel Levashel, and it's Yasser, even though Rabbi Ida called it in this question, Ain Derech Levashel. when is it mutter? When is there a heter, special heter of a Shabbos plata, of a hatray? It's only going to be mutter in a unique case when it's Eav Shel Levashel Shem. Mazel Tov! Eav Shel Levashel Shem! Less than the lettuce bowl. Everything is mutter. Don't need a heter of mutter, even if it is adjustable, even if it is Derech Levashel, according to the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah and the Grot that the Rav Moshe seems to accept. So I got stuck with this tremendous cash. So I thought the answer may be as follows. Back to the Ram we mentioned earlier today. Maybe it's Evshar for some food to be cooked. But not this food. What does that mean? Rav Moshe says, "Im e'ef shel lihis bashel sham," means this food cannot be cooked on it. One can cook water on it, the water which has the lettuce bowl, but not this food. This, of course, goes back to our Ran. Well, the Ran says to measure each food separately. Panadish Ran. This food, kugel, cholent, cannot be cooked on the plata. And therefore, I think Rav Moshe perhaps would be making that kind of a case. He's only machmir if it's something which could be cooked in that particular setting. Perhaps. Rabosai, I want to end, but are my facts right? Are my facts right? Obviously, if it's not adjustable, it's not adjustable. I know the facts are right. Are my facts right that nobody cooks on a plata? By a show of hands in this room, does anybody cook on a plata? Ever? Raise your hand.
In history, or?
Have you ever cooked on a plata? You're a cook, I heard. So have you ever cooked on a plata? Yeah?
Don't some people in dorms and things like that, they'll cook on hot plates?
I'm asking a question. You guys have all been in the dorm.
No, but like in gross and things like that, okay?
He has more in his room.
No, they have a burner.
Whatever it may be, so far in this room has been occupied a number of Talmidei Chachamim. No one has recounted ever having cooked on a plata. That's what I thought.
I've cooked on top of a radiator. I've never used a plata.
Radiator? Oh, really? Amazing. There are two kinds of platas, gentlemen. I'll call them the American and the Israeli, just for to make it easy. I don't know if you've experienced what I'm talking about. The American plata or hot plate is pretty. It's not so hot. Just not so hot. The Israeli is very, very hot. I have in my house both kinds. I have both kinds.
You do both on Shabbos?
Slowly. You know what I'm talking about? It's just a point of fact. It seems to me that Rav Moshe should certainly allow the American one, if I'm right, because you can't really cook much on it. The Israeli is a different story. It's much hotter. Much hotter. I saw this distinction in print in that same day of Shavuos Yitzchok. He said that the Israeli ones are hotter than the American ones. I mean, more or less says that. And I put on my sefer Masechta Shabbos, so I thought that a hot plate is a mutter. And Rav Neubert, I asked him for Haskama. We have a connection, a family connection, a long time. He wrote me in his Haskama, "What are you talking about? How can you be matter hot plates? Even though we may not use it," he writes there, quote, "Avalachenu asfardim, cook on hot plates." I've asked many people and no one is able to confirm that. Anybody seen Achenu asfardim cook on hot plates in Eretz Israel? Haven't seen it. Number one. Number two, I'm going slow.
If you're talking about an electric griddle, yeah, but...
No, a hot plate. It's just meant to heat food... warm, not to cook, not made to cook. It really is not made to cook, in general. Rabbi Miller Schlita told me once, and I discussed it with him, that in the army, he thinks that they use a hot plate to cook. You know, the army. It's tough, tough times. I asked around about that. I don't think nobody ever did it, but I don't think it's a common phenomenon. Now, someone once asked me, can they use a hot plate to cook on Yontif? Because Yontif, they don't want to have a fire on it, they can't turn it off. There's a hot plate and it goes off and doesn't put a Shabbos clock. Great trick. So if you do that, you have to aser the hot plate all year long because we're using it to cook on Yontif. Obviously, we're talking about an Israeli con. The American con, you wouldn't accomplish anything. I said, I counseled against it. But maybe there are people out there that I don't know about who are using their Israeli-style hot plates on Yontif to cook food, and then it goes off for the Shabbos. Have you ever seen that? Ever heard of it? So I guess it's called the Daito. So therefore, I stick with my psak that a non-adjustable hot plate is the way to go. You've heard of it?
I have wanted to try it, and my wife has told me not to.
You're a smart woman. Always follow your wife. Because he wants to use it for Yontif, he's going to ask it for Shabbos. It's going to become Derech Bishul Bekach. Otherwise, we say Butler Daito. If someone does it, it's not commonly done. There's much, much more to talk about. I didn't even start talking about the Shabbos clock issue, which is a very important issue with respect to these things. And there's also the question, what's the status of the food if somebody did something which is Shalok Adin? I'll just quote you one final source, which will be very, 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 very helpful in this regard. Please turn to the Bir Halacha in Simon Reish Nun Gimel, page 167. We'll end with this. The Ramo writes on the top line of that page, the Metzira Yisrael Dino Ka'ava Vishah. So for Yisrael, does Ha'ilis et Chazara, even Bishogeg, and it's Aser. And it's Aser. And the Magen Avraham once says for Acherim, maybe it's Mutter. And others disagree, especially B'nai Beso. B'nai Beso are considered to be more Chavar than Stam Acherim. Take a look at Mishnah Berurah Lamed Aleph on the previous page, 166. Also, the Chol Godom, the Kol Shkein, the B'nai Beso, the Yosef, came from this Bashal B'Shvilon. So we have big problems if food is put on the fire in a way which we think to be less than acceptable. Comes the Beloch and saves the day, Mama. This is my, I'm going to end with a heart. Saves the day. What does he say? Umayri ba'ofen she'achazara also the divrei ha'kol. Everyone agrees it's also. It means also the chatzchila to do it. Dilavachi, if someone thinks it's mutter, ein lahachma b'di'evet. As long as one recognized rabbi thinks that it's okay, even though I or you may not want to rely upon that rabbi in the first instance, if somebody did it, and we have the food in front of us, you may eat it. So Baruch Hashem, Shalom al Yisrael. You visit someone in the house, whatever they do, which we think was not such a great idea, some legitimate rabbi said it was okay. Yeah, we found the cooler from almost everything. We didn't want to rely upon it, but we found Mekilin. So if someone is being Mekil and you're invited to the house, based on this bi'alacha, I believe you're allowed to eat the food.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll end with this. And I want to thank everybody for listening and trying to stay awake. I know it's hard. For your very excellent questions that you asked me throughout this mini series of six shiurim. I want to thank especially Rabbi Stein Shalita, who was always cordial and his comments are always very much appreciated. And I hope that, aside from passing the Bechina next Thursday, much more important than that, you should pass the Bechina that you take every single Shabbos. When you run your kitchen, Kedasa Kedin, Amen V'yamin. Hello?